Melissa in the Morning chats with career strategist and workplace expert Julie Bauke. It's Julie on the Job, now on the Voice of Connecticut, WICC 600 and 95.9.
I want to preface by saying this is a conversation we have had with Julie Bauke many times in the past. She is our career strategist on the show, gives great advice when it comes to the workforce and how we should conduct ourselves, how do we find happiness in our jobs, all of that. This topic has come up before. And the reason I say that is because certainly after the assassination of Charlie Kirk, there's been a lot of focus on posting on social media. And let's first address, before we get to Julie, the importance of understanding that social media plays a huge role in why we have seen such political violence in general in our country in recent years, because it is so easy to be easily manipulated on social media, on different platforms, including mainstream media. I'll throw it in there as well, because I do think that words matter, actions matter, and especially if you post things online, it matters. Now, the question today that we're talking to Julie about is the importance of posting smart and understanding that when you post, even on your personal pages, it is bigger than just representing yourself. So, Julie, that's what I want to talk about today. I'm not talking specific to Charlie Kirk and the opinions that people have, good, bad, or indifferent, but in general, talking about the importance of knowing that when you post online, correct me if I'm wrong, you are not just representing yourself.
Yeah, you know, this is, we really are on some tricky ground here.
Yes, I know.
And I've talked about it, how the line between work and the rest of your lives, because of technology, not just social media, but because of those platforms that allow our leader, my manager, to contact us at 10 o'clock if they want to, that line between our work lives and the rest of our lives is in effect gone. You used to be able to clock out, walk out the door at 5:30, and not think about work until the next morning. And what you did in the community, unless you were arrested or something, or what your opinions were politically, what your religious affiliation was, really wasn't out there up for public debate. And frankly, no one really paid attention to it. And we are in a completely different world now, one that's still figuring itself out. And so when we come, when there are emotionally charged incidents, you feel really strongly about something. I totally get the temptation to share your thoughts with the world, with your world, and maybe on Facebook. I'm just talking to my friends. Well, maybe have that conversation in a text exchange, because really what you're doing is, back, I remember that there used to be a saying that don't do anything that you wouldn't want on the front page of the newspaper. And that was back when we had physical newspapers, when everybody in your neighborhood would see your face in the newspaper. And this is even bigger, because it's not just about your local news anymore. What you do, look at Coldplay CEO, that whole thing. Mm-hmm. Everything you do or say is going to get attention, especially if you are in the public eye in any capacity, like a politician or someone running for office or someone who is a media personality or an athlete or anybody who has any sort of visibility in the public eye. And you might say, fine, I don't care. I feel strongly about this. I'm going to post it, come what may. Certainly your choice. But it seems like, especially right after something so emotional, the rhetoric on both sides gets turned up so high that you can say something that, even if you feel like it's really innocuous, that people are going to take it and run with it. And believe me, you know, I've had plenty that I wanted to say, but I haven't on my social media platforms, because what's the point? It's not going to change anyone's mind. The people that are the closest to me know how I feel about things, and it doesn't advance any cause. All it can do is harm me, and I don't think it makes it. But that's just me. But I just caution everybody, just be really, really careful. What's the worst thing that can happen if I posted this? I'm running for office. my opponent takes it and runs with it. We assume a lot of times that everybody feels the same way we do because we're fed so much.
Well, that's geared towards what we want, honestly,
right,
the
right.
algorithms. I don't think people realize that. The other thing, though, too, Julie, and I agree with what you're saying, but I do think that we, as you mentioned, we're in a little bit of uncharted territory, right? So there's this thought of if you work in the public sector that you have to be extra careful. Totally. Because there's more eyeballs on you, right? I mean, so mm-hmm. somebody who works at a business or is a teacher or is even a police officer, firefighter, they're going to be less in the public eye than a radio host or a politician, something of that effect. Absolutely. I'm on board with you at that. An athlete. But here's my thing that I don't know if people realize, and I want to get your perspective on this because maybe I am off base. But I look at, for example, if you have clients who were devastated by the loss of Charlie Kirk, and even if you say to the effect of like, oh, well, I didn't agree with him, but you know this was awful. If you lose an account based on sharing that, first of all, what's the gain there? Like, what did you gain other than you shared what you publicly thought? If you lost money and now that's impacting you at the workplace, not you in your personal life, you at the workplace and reflecting your company, what's the gain there? A teacher, if a teacher shares on social media what they think about this situation or any situation, and a student or the family of a student sees it, that impacts the student trusting going to a teacher, a family member trusting working with a teacher, because, well, if this is the way you feel, then I have to imagine that because I feel a different way, you're not going to treat my student the same way that other students. You know what I'm saying? I just think that we need to get away from only looking at people who are in the public eye and looking at a standard in general of, first of all, weighing the options. Does it matter that you're posting your feelings online? But also understanding that it is just bigger than yourself and your private or even your public platform. Well, it's on my personal page. So what? You're representing a company. You are representing an institution, whatever it may be. If people are relying on you to either sell their product or to teach their children or whatever it may be, you are held to, in my opinion, the same standard as anyone in the public eye. I really do think we have to get to that point of realizing social media will destroy a person based on that.
Yeah. And especially the last week, I have seen people who are in jobs who aren't in the public eye. People go after them. And at a certain point, it starts to become, I don't know where it's going to fall out. I wish I had a crystal ball and was able to look ahead, 5 to 10 years and say, where will we settle when it comes to free speech and social media? But it just keeps getting ramped up. And so you have to, if you're thinking of posting something that you think, this could be controversial, my advice is always, give it a beat, 24 hours, 48 hours before you jump in.
And weigh the risks.
Weigh the risks.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, so weigh the risks. If you are you own your own company and you don't mind, because I look at influencers who are like, I lost 10,000 viewers based on what I posted, but I don't. Great. If you're good with that, then you do it. But I think you need to weigh those risks and understand that social media is not just personal anymore. I mean, look at the college students, or I should say the high school graduates, who when Facebook was first introduced to the world, got their acceptance letters rejected based on videos of them drinking underage being posted online. So if we're going to hold people to that standard and say, hey, watch what you post, you may not get that job, you may not get into college, well, then we need to do that in adult life too, I would think.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know what's going to happen. What I tell people is just don't do it. You always want to keep your options open. And this actually, so when you look at LinkedIn, I am astounded at the number of people who post political things on LinkedIn. People who should
know
better.
That's not what it's for.
It's not what it's for. And people say, well, what happens in politics affects business. You are potentially turning off half of your potential customers.
Right.
You might say, I don't care. But here's what I would say about that. People will question your judgment for posting that. I mean, don't do it. I keep very clear lines. If you don't want to, because as you know, on LinkedIn, half the people agree with you, half of the people aren't. But then even some of the people who agree with you are going to say, ugh, kind of question the judgment of posting. Because even if I see LinkedIn posts of people who I absolutely agree with, I might say, yes, I agree with that internally. But internally, I also cringe saying, why would you post that?
Right. What's the gain? I think that's the
big
thing. What's
the gain?
Right.
You've got to think that way.
Yeah. And I do think this is, like you said, Julie, to some degree, while social media has been here for a while, I think it has become instrumental in just so much of, I would say, even the divide that feels like uncharted territory for a lot in America. And I just appreciate you even weighing in. I know this is an uncomfortable topic, and I know you're not telling people that. I could feel it. I could feel it from you, and I totally understand it. And I just want to say to you, I appreciate you even being open to the conversation. I think people admire the work that you do and look up to your advice. And so I just appreciate you even being able to come on and to share, you know, just think before you post and weigh the risk of when you post and understanding that it is bigger than just you and your opinions. I really do appreciate it because, look, I need to be in check, too. It's things that I thought about it, too. There were plenty of times that I thought maybe I'll post this. And I thought, right, but what if I have a listener who feels this? And so I didn't post. And I don't post. And the reason I do that is not because I'm hiding who I am, but because I have an obligation to not only the media, but to my company and to the people that I represent who listen to WICC. That's the standard that you're talking about. And so I just want to thank you. I know it's uncomfortable, but I really appreciate you coming on to even just have this conversation today.
Yeah, and it's really too. Even if you find other people's views abhorrent, they still have the right to hold them. And, you know, it's just, but you have the right. Do I still want to be friends with that person? You have the right to decide that. But let's be very careful in how we judge other people's decisions about how they're going to handle it.
Yeah. You know. Well, and like you said, Julie, if you got to share, do it offline. Do it with your, you know, do it with your close friends in person. Talk to them. Have your texting, whatever. Don't make it public. I think that's just right. A very good piece of advice. And so, Julie, I appreciate you coming on talking about this. Hopefully something a little bit lighter next week for sure.
Yeah. Great. Talk to them.
All right. Thanks, Julie.